All right, bud, let's give it a try.
Coast Guard Academy?
Yep.
Well, are you in or out?
I don't know. I was scared to open it.
Well, you don't want me to open it, do you?
Oh, okay. I made it. They accepted me.
Congratulations, Sandy.
Nice going, Sandy.
Is that the rest of the mail?
Well, when do you have to report?
September 11th. Hey, we can leave together. I can drop you off in Boston and go on to New London. Would that be great?
Will it?
Look.
Hey, Flipper, come back here.
What's the matter with him?
Well, he's upset because the both of us are leaving.
What do we do?
Well, I know what I'm doing. I'm staying here with Flipper.
Oh, bud.
Well, I am.
Dad went to a lot of trouble setting it up so you could stay in Boston and go to that school. How do you think he's going to feel? He thinks you want to go.
Well, I do, Sandy, but how was I supposed to know Flipper was going to get this upset? I'm just going to write Aunt Martha and tell her I've changed my mind. Besides, I couldn't study while worrying about Flipper.
You can find Flipper. I'm sure it'll make Bud feel a lot better. Take the auto horn.
Okay, Dad.
Change your clothes and help unpack your things.
In a minute.
friends. Now you get away from him. Shoo! Scat! Go away!
Gosh, Mom, you didn't have to scare him.
Scare that thing?
Hi, Flipper.
You mean that creature is your pet?
He's more like one of the family. My name is Sandy Ricks. My dad's a park ranger over at Coral Key. Okay. And that's Flipper. He's a dolphin.
Well, I'm sorry I was so rude to your pet. My name is Fran Whitman, and this is my son Dirk and my daughter Liz.
Hi.
Oh, and that is Rink.
He's one of our family.
Hey, look, Rink wants to play some more. Can Flipper stay a while?
Sure.
Well, it doesn't look like I'm going to have much help with the unpacking now, does it?
Maybe I could give you a hand.
Oh, would you? That place is such a mess. I had no idea it would be so run down.
What did you do, buy it sight unseen?
No, I inherited it. Captain Ellis was my granduncle. My lawyer in Dayton. That's where we're from. All of us. Dayton, Ohio. Well, anyway, he said I'm a very lucky woman.
He could be right. Marine Supply can be a good business down here.
Unfortunately, I don't know the first thing about business, let alone boats. My husband would have loved all this, though. But now I guess I'll just have to sell.
What would you do then?
I'll go back to Dayton. It's a shame, too. Look, the children seem to love it here so much already.
Yeah, I'll say they do. Look, why don't I go get my dad and my brother? We'll have this place shipshape for you in no time.
Well, Sandy, that's awfully sweet of you, but...
And I'll give you a hand running it till you're on the ropes, okay? Don't give me an answer yet, Mrs. Whitman. Let me talk to my dad first.
All right. You know, I think we're finally starting to get somewhere.
Sure. Go even faster when my brother gets here. He'll be over as soon as he finishes his chores.
Isn't this pretty?
It's all dusty. I have to get you some new ones.
I mean the park.
The Everglades? It's one of the prettiest parks in the country. There's all kinds of birds and animals there.
Alligators? Where is this park anyways?
Well, you're practically in it. It starts just behind the store and goes clear across Florida.
Gosh, I can hardly wait to see it.
Yes, well, you never will unless we get this place straightened up.
Sure, Mom.
Hey, Mom, look what else we found.
It still plays.
So I can hear. Now take it outside.
All right, if you don't want us to help.
Can we get something to eat, too?
Just a snack. It's almost lunchtime. There's some fruit out there if you want it. I don't know. Must be the sea air.
Best thing in the world for him.
Let's think of something we all can play.
I know. We can go down to the park.
But Sandy said there were animals there. Alligators.
So what? They'll all be in cages. It's a park, isn't it? Besides, we'll have Rick with us. Oh, and Flipper, too. We'll follow the beach road until we come to a river or something. Then we'll follow that right into the park. And that way he could stay right with us.
That's a good idea. Come on, Rink.
I'm Bud Ricks. Sandy's my brother. He must be Liz and Dirk.
That's right.
It's a nice dog you got there.
He and Flipper are friends.
Yeah, I can see that. How about you and Flipper?
Us too. He's more fun than anything.
How'd you like to play with him every single day?
You'll have to excuse us now. We're going to the park for a picnic.
Listen, Flipper, if you want to go with them, you can, because I got a lot of work to do.
Hey, look! Isn't this the greatest?
Oh, it's just an old boat.
It happens to be just what we need. Hey, it's even got a paddle, so I could push us along the water. Come on, help me get it in.
We're supposed to stay out of boats. Mother said so.
Liz, we'll keep next to shore all the way.
We will.
I promise.
All right, Dan.
Come on, Ray. Come on. Come on, get in the boat. Come on, help me get it into the water.
Thank you.
glad Flipper was with us.
Miss Whitman? All done.
Oh, really? That's marvelous.
Wish we could get him to work that fast at home.
Well, what next?
Lunch. It's almost ready. Oh, will you call the children in for me?
For lunch? But when I met them on the way over here, they said they were going to a picnic in the park, but they were headed outside Coral Key.
You don't think...
What?
They were looking at that book.
The Everglades National Park? That's not a park. That's a jungle.
Hey, wait a minute. They couldn't go in too far. Flipper and Rink are with them.
Come on. Don't worry, Mrs. Whitman. It won't take us long to find them.
What's he trying to tell us now?
Probably not to worry. We're gonna be all right, Liz.
Sorry, Mrs. Whitman. We didn't see any sign of them.
But you said they couldn't have gone very far.
Don't worry. It won't take a real search party long to find them. I'll call my dad.
All right, Sandy. We'll keep in touch with these. I've got one. You've got the other one. Now, if you hear anything, let me know right away. Do you understand?
Okay, Dad.
And Mrs. Whitman, I know it's difficult, but try not to worry about your children. We'll find them.
They'll be okay. They're with Flipper.
All right, Bud, let's go.
All right, then.
My dad wasn't kidding. He meant it when he said there was a good chance of finding them.
Do you know what I'm going to do the minute he brings them back here?
Give them a spanking, I guess. That's what my dad did to us once when we wandered off.
Yes, well, after that. I'm taking them back to Dayton on the first plane out of here.
But Mrs. Whitman...
Oh, I know. I know. They love Florida. And they love Flipper. And look, I like it here myself. But this is just too much.
Helicopter, Puerto Rick 610, do you read me? Over.
Roger, this is helicopter 614.
Roger, helicopter. Have you seen anything? Anything at all? Over.
No, we haven't seen anything yet, Puerto Rick.
All right, I'll keep looking from down here. Thank you very much. Puerto Rick's out.
Are searching a section of the Everglades National Park where two children believed lost. Dirk Whitman, 12, and his sister Elizabeth, 9. If anyone has information as to their whereabouts, communicate with the authorities at once.
See, I told you, they're looking for us.
But in the wrong place.
Gosh, that's right. We've got to tell them where we are, and right away.
But how, Liz?
I don't know, but you always think of things.
Flipper, maybe he can help. Flipper, listen, please. Get somebody down here. They're looking for us in the Everglades.
Come on, be a good boy, Flipper, and help us.
In the Everglades, Flipper.
You think he really understood?
Well, Rink thinks he did.
Do you, boy?
Be sure to be with us next week for the conclusion of this exciting adventure.
Everyone loves